Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Brainwashed Pretty Good. This is perhaps an unusual experience for some. It's not every day that you look at something on the internet or listen to some random video or someone talking about brainwashing, and it starts to work. Kind of silly if you think about it, but we'll see how you think by the end of this, if anything at all. It's also possible that by the time that this file ends, you'll be a little confused, surprised, not sure if you're supposed to be up or down. Now, to help with this, I've devised a little test. A small action to participate in to make sure that you get the idea, the right feeling. I hope that you'll feel comfortable participating in this simple exercise. So, take one of your hands and look at your palm. And you don't have to hold your hand particularly flat or bent, just keep it comfortably open. It helps if your elbow is supported somehow, and you can just look at it in comfort. And I want you to focus on the center of your palm. In a moment, what I'm going to do is I'm going to snap my fingers and say the word close. When I do, I'd like you to close your hand. See if you can find a way to do so almost automatically. It's okay if you do it consciously or unconsciously. Right now, this is just a baseline to see how you respond, to feel the reaction, to hear the sound. Close. That's right. It might be a little surprising when it happens, and that's okay. Now, closing your hand is not difficult, nor is it particularly intensive, so go ahead and open it again, and look at the center of your hand. You may notice that part of your body is now in a state of anticipation. It is waiting for something to happen. It may even know that something will happen. And when I say it again, your body is ready. Close. Of course, this is nothing special. This is simply a call and response, or as it's called in hypnosis and brainwashing, a trigger. Go ahead and open it again. And look at the palm of your hand. As long as you continue to follow these simple instructions, you'll find that your mind will enter a certain state. Some call this trance, some call it hypnosis, or there are many other words that have been used over time to describe this state of focus, where you're focused on a simple task, waiting, anticipating, listening, reacting, close. And you may notice that it becomes easier and easier every time. Now go ahead and open it once more. This time, instead of your hand itself, if you like, you can close your eyes. Then again, it might be nice to keep staring at something. I wonder what would be more fun, for your eyes to suddenly fall closed when I say the word again, or for your hand to close at the same time that you feel it, or for yourself to see it happen. Close. Now you may be surprised that While you're listening, you enter a sort of dreamy state. And the interruption of my voice when I stop for a moment and I say that word is kind of strange. And yet you're still listening to a random thing online somewhere. Why would you be responding? Why are you responding? It's basically absurd. Hopefully you're having fun with this. I know I have. Go ahead and open it once more. Now, I want you to find a method of staring that for you feels kind of nice. Maybe it's intensely, maybe it's lazily. It could be something entirely different, but where you're focused on one point, one place, all your attention, even my voice almost drifting into the distance, yet somehow aware, listening, close. And it's more soft this time. See, instead of that word, I usually use something else when I'm doing hypnosis. A word that kind of explains the fall, the feeling of tumbling into trance. Almost accidentally letting your thoughts drop. Now, it's possible that you notice a sort of reaction in your body. And you might be aware or unaware of the wonders that are happening inside of your own brain. So go ahead and wake for a moment, and you'll find that every time it becomes easier. Go ahead and look at the palm of your hand. Now, I wonder what would happen if I would say the word drop. Would your mind switch off? Go into trance again, falling deeper and deeper in just a moment when your hand begins to close. Sort of working together, distracting and directing you in different directions. Go ahead and wake once more. Now, all of this is called fractionation. It is a method in which I make sure to guide you into trance and then out of it again. In and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing. Most people are unaware of how common trance really is. How most people enter the state multiple times a day, often unaware of how easy it is to be lost in thought, daydreaming, or the opposite, where we're really deeply focused on a task, like looking at the palm of your hand as you focus, and feeling that it becomes much easier with every iteration. Close, and then drop. Your thoughts falling away, your mind relaxing. Now you may also be wondering why we would even bother brainwashing. Because it's already there. Your mind knows how to do hypnosis and trance, even if you don't. Your unconscious is perfectly capable of all of these things. And you may find yourself awake with just a word again. Perhaps you notice how the state of your mind changes when I do this. Maybe you're just going with the flow, letting yourself drop just as easily. In and out of trance, it's as easy as breathing. And then another drop takes you even deeper. And it's like your muscles just welcome the relaxation. Your shoulders, legs, arms, neck, all of it just sort of dropping together with your thoughts. your body positioning itself automatically every time you drop. It's as if it unconsciously knows where to go or how to move, even if you don't. Your hand closed, still listening to the simple instructions, following the state, and before you know it, you're brainwashed pretty good. Wake. Of course, there's no intent to brainwash you all the way. We're only going for pretty good, like 85%. Maybe just 80, who knows? I'm sure you can be 80% focused on something, or maybe 80% mature. It's easier to be the other thing, though. So go ahead, take a deep breath in, and then drop nice and deep. What's especially nice about this kind of practice is that it helps you to get better. Practice makes perfect, after all. A little wake helps you to notice what you're feeling. And then, as you slowly dwindle down deeper and deeper again, to drop back into trance. And that nice feeling of blankness, blissfully following the flow, going with the moment, and being brainwashed pretty good. And you want to be good. A feeling of being pretty good, like 85% good. Wake. And these little shocks up and down do help you. They help you to be good, pretty good at being hypnotized and brainwashed as you drop deeper and deeper back down. Now, it might be very fun to feel as if you open your eyes and look at the palm of your hand as it opens. And as you look at it, sort of zonked out, absent-minded perhaps, close. And you may even notice how your body responds automatically, feeling a reaction occur before the thoughts have time to properly consider. And maybe a little half-wake, where you feel sort of woozy and aware of the feelings that you've just been feeling, the strange sensations that you've sensed, and then a really nice drop back down. Now, I'm going to count down from 10 to 1, and every count, I'd like you to imagine twice as deep as you are now, as if you're sinking into a wonderful feeling of nothingness, a blissful blankness that can envelop you as much as you enjoy. 10. Every number has its place. 9. As it punctuates a step deeper down. 8. Relaxing even deeper. 7. Finding the way for your body to be comfortable. 6. For your mind to relax. 5, being brainwashed pretty good. 4, easy. feeling this state, experiencing the moment. Your unconscious has learned to go into trance again and again. And the more you practice this, the easier it becomes. If you like this feeling, you can explore it. And if you feel any discomfort, your mind and body can address it, either to speak up or to adjust how you're positioned. I'm sure you want to be pretty good right now. Has your brain washed pretty good? Who knows where this will go next? It is a lot of fun to be hypnotized, just as it is a lot of fun for me to do all this brainwashing. Knowing the result, the direction, and enjoying the various ways in which you respond. Every time is different, every way a little new, and before you know it, a single drop is as powerful as 10 of them. A single drop feels wonderfully heavy and deep. And I wonder if we've achieved the 85% brainwashing that we set out to do. Or perhaps it's only about being pretty good. Of course, you want to be good. Knows how this ends. Maybe it's the same as how it began. So go ahead and wake. Take a moment to just be aware again. Look at the palm of your hand and notice the difference when I say close. And remember that difference. Notice the little details as you wake. Very well done. I hope you'll remain pretty good. Have fun.